Love Boat.
Yes, sir. You got to give away the honors, the Love Boat honors.
Totally get it. By the way, Game of Games is brought to you by Call Jacob. Don't forget, winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com, 844-24-JACOB.
Have you seen Jacob's upside down commercial?
I love the upside down
commercial. Isn't it great?
Somebody said to me, it's such an attention grabber, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and he's using it visually, too. Because he's saying it'll turn your life right side up.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I saw it today for the first time on KTLA.
He's
I was watching
the best
news.
Advertising people. They really are
smart. It was really funny. It was great, yeah.
So, Cappy, traffic was, you didn't realize that the later in the afternoon.
Whose iPad is this?
I don't know.
It's burned.
Burned what?
It's burned up right now. It's been in the sun the whole time.
Oh, it's been in the sun. Oh.
You put
it
some
is
sun,
the final.
Put some sunscreen
on, that iPad.
Bam! Yeah.
Bam!
Overheating, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it was pretty bad, Mace.
Yeah.
Coming up from South L.A. to what is really Central L.A. here.
According to you.
At Solita.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right outside of Angel Stadium, Central Los Angeles.
Yes.
Right here in the mega market, you know.
Cappy's repping the IE, of course, with that fanny pack.
This is not really a fanny pack, George.
Well, what is it? What would you call that?
I would call that a fanny pack. What do you call it?
Yeah, that's a fanny pack.
I'm wearing it over my shoulder. It's kind of more like a Jack Bauer 24.
Wasn't this a Friends episode Joey had? It's a carry-all, and the girls all said, it's a purse.
Yeah.
But basically carrying
it's a shoulder fanny pack.
A shoulder fanny pack.
Yeah.
Well, official definition.
It's a belly pack?
Listen, let me just say this to you guys.
Yeah.
I've been trying to wean myself off of my black puffy jacket.
Yeah, well, today's a good day.
I'm already hot just looking at
it. Yeah, I mean, it's actually kind of warm today.
So, black puffy jacket has my pockets filled with all my stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've taken all the stuff from the black puffy jacket. I've left the black puffy jacket in the car, and now I'm walking around with this purse.
Yeah. It's a cute purse.
You know? Thanks.
It's cute.
It's got all my stuff in it, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You've got to carry stuff.
And if I didn't have this purse, it'd all be in my pockets, weighing me down.
Right, right.
I mean, you have a backpack, don't you?
I know, but my computer's in there. Like, I don't need to carry all my personal belongings with my computer and my work stuff.
Okay.
Because then I'm not carrying that with me later. This is like my wallet now.
So I want to know from you.
They gotta let you in the stadium with that thing?
Yeah, I don't think you can carry it back.
Yeah, you might have to leave that in a car, Cap.
You got a credential.
You're not going to be able to carry that into the stadium.
It's got all my stuff in it.
Yeah,
but you don't need that stuff
clear.
At the game, do you?
You have to put it in clear.
When was the last time you went to a game as a fan?
I don't know. Last year? Doctors, Padres?
They're not getting you in there with that thing.
Yeah.
I can't get in with this.
No. Yeah. Now, are you sitting behind home plate at Petco Park?
Yeah, are
tomorrow?
You going to be like on TV like you always are, right in the big, you know, thing?
You mean tomorrow when the Padres are playing the Dodgers?
Yes.
Am I going to be sitting front row?
Yes.
Am I going to be plastered all over television
that
the entire
correct.
Game?
That's the question.
Am I going to be watching the Laker game
I
on my phone?
I will reiterate the question.
Sitting there, front row?
Yes, still the question.
The answer is yes to all.
Yeah.
Yes to all.
Yes, 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 and yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Now, who's your connect down there?
Hey, King.
You guys were talking about him earlier. You guys were talking about him being a potential investor
in a
particular company.
The name that I mentioned?
Peter Seidler.
It rhymes with Cedar Pidler?
No, not that guy. No. That's not the hook. That's not the hook.
That's not the king
in this instance.
Oh, okay.
So we were talking earlier how much more important the series is to the Padres than the Dodgers.
Do you agree with that?
Is it? Do you think so?
It's way more important
Dodgers,
than the Padres.
Listen, the Dodgers are going to be judged on how they do in the postseason. Regular season Dodger games mean nothing.
Can I take up for Cappy here?
Sure.
I've got him so focused on the NBA playoffs right now.
I don't even watch baseball.
I don't think he's even watched one pitch.
No, I'm not watching any baseball
of the Padres or
You've
the
not
Dodgers.
Watched any Padres?
I've watched some.
Yeah.
But honestly, I am so into the NBA playoffs.
Morales and I are riding him like Zorro.
Is he almost in the league?
Not yet.
No, I'm way on the outside.
Yeah, but he's following it.
I mean,
it's
so funny. Guy came up to me last night.
Yep.
And he said to me, I haven't been into the NBA in 15 years.
Yep.
But now that I hear you talking about it nonstop, all of a sudden I'm kind of into it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the playoffs this year are, I mean, the NBA is at this historic peak right now. I mean,
first round they've had in over 25 years.
And the second round, these games between the Lakers and the Warriors are just huge.
Right, the games that you're getting to call.
Yeah,
man.
they're breaking records.
I can't even believe it.
Viewing numbers, ratings records every night.
So I did see your half of you last night, sliver of you.
Just my arm?
No, I saw a sliver of your face.
Okay.
Yeah.
When they did the thing on Michael?
What was funny is The first time they went to it, Michael's sitting there, and I see a sliver of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just move the camera a little bit. Just a little bit. Let's see Johnny I. Then they come back next time, and it's a full screen of Michael.
Yeah.
Both times, not talking.
That's because I was probably hogging the mic.
I don't know. All I know is they're like, he's the announcer for the Lakers, and they show him, and he's like sitting there with his mouth closed.
I was disappointed that he didn't have a big bag of chips.
He's been nervous because Clay's in this series, so no chips in games one or two.
By the way, obviously you prefer to be down on the floor to be in, let be behind the velvet rope if you're an announcer, but that booth is pretty nice. There's at least space up there for you.
Great. And there were a lot of celebs there last night.
Yeah.
Tom Holland, Zendaya, I guess they go out.
Yeah, they go out. She's taller than him, which
Joe
is like
Montana,
a big thing.
Bunch of the current Niners. Yeah. Kittle was there.
Yeah.
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold, the greatest quarterback in Niners history.
Right.
According to some guy.
Yeah.
No one pointed him out, but like if you had a keen USC eye, you were like, oh, Darnold's there with those guys too.
Right.
Yeah.
It used to be Jimmy G in those seats.
Yeah, but not anymore. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Those are Darnold seats now.
Sam Darnold seats.
Yeah. Right.
Is Rachel taller than you?
Depends what kind of shoes she's wearing, right?
What do you think?
I'm guessing she probably might be.
Really?
Yeah.
She's 6'4".
No, she's not 6'4".
No, she is.
But is she taller than
you? Chappie just made her Brigitte Nielsen.
Dude, she dunks.
Yeah, is she taller than you?
No, she's not taller.
She's not.
She's not taller.
Because, you know, that's a big, you mentioned Zendaya and Tom Holland. She's taller than Tom Holland.
I think almost everybody's taller than Tom Holland.
And a lot.
He's pretty short.
It's kind of true. But have you ever dated anybody that's taller than you?
No, but I want to. I want to date somebody who's much taller than me.
You have a specific person in mind?
No, I don't really know.
Like, you want to date Brigitte Nielsen?
I like tall girls, and when I meet a tall girl, I'm like, what's up?
You know what'd look good on you? Yeah. Me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That line.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I would like to date a tall girl.
Yeah.
6'2", 6'3".
Ireland, Lisa's not as tall as you.
5'10". She's 5'10". I'm 6'1". I'm 6". She's 5'10".
Yeah,
I used to be closer to 6'1", now I'm shrinking.
You are shorter.
Does she wear heels when you guys go places or no?
Yeah, you're close to short. I mean, if you don't count the hair.
Johnny, does she wear heels when you guys go places?
No.
So she's not like, I want to be super tall tonight?
No.
And you're not like, I love it when you're tall?
No.
Okay, you guys are about the same height?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, approximately. What about,
we're about the same height, too.
Same height?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More or less.
Juan's like a foot taller than me.
Yeah, he's way taller.
Really?
He is way taller.
Yeah, and he's in way better shape, too.
Well,
it's all right. Yeah.
You know, Rachel was supposed to be here, so I went up to Cappy and I said, hey, are you good with your Angels tickets for tonight? He goes, well, you know, I requested one for Rachel and one of her friends. I go, no chance, she's coming. And he goes, nope.
She's not coming?
She doesn't love him. She only wants him.
Why is that? Does one thing equal the other? Just because she's not here doesn't mean she doesn't love
Cappy. But this happens constantly. She only wants him for his body, and that's it. And that's okay.
Well, who wouldn't, frankly?
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Listen, he may be right.
Now, we're Rachel.
Not that there's anything wrong
with
that.
No, she may
only
want
me. Did Rachel go to the Mandy Awards?
She did go to the Mandy Awards.
She was there.
Was she?
Yeah, she came to the pickleball for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then left.
Well, that's because we got smoked so fast, and she thought we were done. She didn't know that we were going to be needing cheerleading the rest of the way, you know?
To beat
the
Mason brothers. Did Lisa go to the Mandy Awards?
We made a good comeback.
We did.
No, she'll go if Juan goes.
Actually, Juan is going to the Mandy Awards.
Okay, then she'll go if Kelly goes.
Kelly is going to
the Mandy Awards.
Is she?
I don't know. She might. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, at least it won't be there.
No matter who.
Why
if it
is
was
that?
Any other
if
night.
If it was any other night.
Why? When did Juan decide to go? He never goes.
I talked him into it. He's never done anything before.
I know.
Yeah, he's going to go to the Mandy Awards.
It's going to be a first.
Why would Lisa not want to come? Come have fun with us.
Bigger
come
name
on.
In the other line.
Really?
Yeah. She's got a date with a tennis pro or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I would be worried if I was Ireland. All she does is take tennis lessons.
Yeah, all I do is
Ireland's
work.
On the road. She's taking
and Ireland
tennis
pays
lessons.
For them.
Yeah, all I do is work.
A
so I wouldn't know. She could be having
C.
a full-blown second life, and I wouldn't even know.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a friend who got divorced twice. Both of his wives cheated on him with their yoga instructors.
Oh, yeah. Yoga instructors do well.
But what is it about the pattern that he finds a woman that cheats on him with a yoga instructor? That's like a very specific type
it
of
is.
Woman.
So he got cheated on twice.
Two different times.
Two different yoga teachers.
Two different yoga teachers. Two
well,
different
I
wives.
I think that the third wife has got to have a straight no yoga rule.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's got to do like Pilates or something.
But yoga teachers do very well.
I think yoga teachers and trainers. Kill it. Trainers kill it.
Tennis coaches.
Mason, you'll laugh at this story. So yeah. There's the tennis club right behind where we live and where Lisa plays. She said to me, I was feeling stiff one day, and I said, God, I wish I could take a yoga class. She goes, they have one every morning at the club. It's at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Just walk in.
Yeah.
I go, okay, and I walk in. And I walk in, and the yoga instructor is like this 25-year-old hot body, and she's super nice. And I'm like, oh, I'm all over this. This is great. And I look around the class. It was me and seven women all over the age of 70.
Oi.
Really?
That was it. Oi. It was me. And I'm like, do you guys, is this weird? Do you guys want me to leave? They go, no, we like it when guys are here.
Yeah.
Really?
I go, I bet you do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the hot yoga instructor paid zero attention to me and just talked to the women.
Really? How'd you do?
I would say I completed about 80% of the poses.
Really?
There were about 20 I couldn't.
Morales.
Mason can do all of them.
Yeah, I can do all of them. Morales claims he does yoga, but I have never seen evidence of it.
I just do the yin yoga, the stretching.
The hot yoga?
No, the
yin yoga is definitely
stretching.
A thing.
We're doing a lot of stretching on the hip for the golf swing. You want to see?
Yeah.
No, here, put your hand right here.
I'm not putting my hand anywhere near you.
I will. I'll touch it.
By the way, what are you guys supposed to do today?
We never came
Mace,
up
are
with
you, Mace, somebody said a jalapeno eating contest.
No, that was David Singer, your former producer.
Yes.
Who I told him, I said, I was considering wearing white pants today.
Yeah.
I can't be involved in any jalapeno eating contests. Turns out I didn't wear white pants, thank goodness, for the potential problem.
Yeah, but you guys got to do something.
Do you have fear of jalapenos?
Ireland, you're good at this. Make them do something.
Right now, $100.
I'm trying to think.
Have Mace take his clothes off again.
No.
Run through the restaurant. Run through the kitchen. You know?
Oh, if you did that, I would give you $100.
What?
If you stripped down to your underwear and ran through the restaurant.
Wait a minute.
If you do it right now, do I have $100? I would easily give that to you.
Mace. Mace. The bid has been done.
If you don't have, I'll cover the rest.
That's No. I'm not doing
that. I would do that. I don't. That might break a law.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if that's
allowed. Okay, here's one for you. I saw a video of Charles Barkley cleaning his phone.
Licking it.
Gross. Oh, will you give me $100?
No, that's not. He'd totally do that. He'd lick his shoe after going out in New Orleans.
Is that too easy?
Hey, zip it.
Can you imagine Michael Thompson?
Oh, he'll be disgusted.
Oh, my God, he would be so
He would throw up right there. But Cappy, you got to do some sort of competition.
Yeah, do a competition.
Yeah, come on.
No, he Sonata wants the two of you to compete against each other.
Well, like you did the twerk off.
You got an idea or you just...
I'm just saying.
Spitballing?
We're spitballing.
Spitballing?
We'll take ideas from the audience, too.
Yeah, I mean...
A good twerk off.
Like, yeah.
Well, at Yamava, you got hit in the face with the pie.
That is correct. Well, do we have jalapenos?
Well, it's a Mexican restaurant.
Do we have, like, the hottest of jalapenos?
I don't know how hot it is, but I'm sure we could figure something out.
Let's figure that out.
I don't know anything
go get
about
some jalapenos,
but I would bet on Mesa.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. He's way too confident.
Get the hottest ones. Get different variations.
The Carolina Seriously. Grim Reapers. Get those.
There's got to be.
He's too confident.
You just make that up?
No, there's one of the hot ones. Carolina Reapers.
Yeah, it's one of the hot ones.
Yeah.
What's the deal, Mace?
So we're working on it.
You're way too confident with this.
I have no sense at all. I mean, I have high tolerance for spicing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, high tolerance.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I work with Sedano every day.
Oh,
baby.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
High tolerance for spicy.
For spicy.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So what is the plan for Sedano and Cap? Is it just hijinks for the next 3 hours?
Well, sure. Beto's going to be here with us
today. I just saw Beto over there.
Beto Duda is joining us.
Beto Duda.
Mike Trudell at 5:15. And then the
Clinton is coming.
And, you know, we're going to talk about the game yesterday.
The big CY?
Yeah.
The big CY.
What happened? Why are you laughing?
Earlier today, we were talking about something. I said, look. Clinton is headed down.
My God. Here we go. There it is.
All right.
Get the social team. Let's go.
Is the social team ready? Hold on. Let's make sure the social team's ready.
So how do you know who wins?
Can someone tell me at least
how hot these things are?
Mace, here's one for you.
Do we know how hot they are?
Hold on. I'm going to go find out. I'm going to go do the reporting.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, do the reporting.
No, here's the deal. It's going to be whoever calls uncle first.
So you keep eating until somebody...
Yeah. No. This is a bad idea. That's not right. This is a terrible idea.
This would be terrible.
That'd
be terrible.
An impromptu jalapeno.
No, if the other guy drops out, then you win.
No, this is a terrible idea.
Why?
Because I'm involved. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. A terrible idea.
Yeah, no, it's...
You like this idea?
We probably need some milk, too, right?
We probably do need some milk.
Or beer.
All right.
Or beer.
All right. Each of you take a bite out of the jalapeno, and let's see
But Shidano, shouldn't we get like some milk or something ready for them?
No, it's better if they don't have
anything. Yeah, we got those hombres.
Okay.
Yeah, we got those hombres to wash it down.
All right, on the count of three, each take a bite.
How big a bite? Just one bite and see how we start. How big a bite?
Take a regular-sized bite.
Not just a little bite. Just the tip.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Shidano.
All right, one, two, three.
Okay. Oh, Cappy, you're good such bite. A wuss. You didn't do. Mace yeah, took Mace, a bigger
Mace
bite.
Mace took a real bite. Cappy, you got to take another half.
You got to take another half bite. That he side. Took a real bite.
Got a nice
bite.
Spice to it.
Okay. All right, both guys. Hey, Cappy, okay? Are you?
No, he's fine.
Are you fine?
Take another bite. Go. All another right. bite. Another
number,
bite. Go.
Bite number two. Three, two, one.
That's a good bite sound effect by Mace.
Right. Mason is going at it.
Yeah, I'd be out. All right, they're both good.
It's got a nice spice to it.
Okay, one more bite. Three, two, one, bite.
Oh, I can smell it now.
Yeah, you can smell the spicy.
I'm surprised. Cap, you okay?
Cap, he's starting to sweat a little.
Yeah, his face is getting red.
It's getting very
hot. Your face is going a little red, Cap.
No, it's getting very hot now.
All right, this will be the last one.
No, last one. Keep going.
All right.
We're not going to eat a whole jalapeno.
No, you ready, Mace? Here's the deal, Mace.
Somebody's got to give up.
Mace, it's a tag team.
No.
I give mine to Shidano.
Oh,
you give yours to Ireland.
No, go, Cap.
No. You guys are now halfway done with the
until
jalapenos.
Until you give up. Somebody's
got to
give up.
I've eaten more of my jalapeno than you.
Look at the size of mine and look at the size of yours.
Cappy, you got to take one more bite. You got to take another bite.
He's ahead of you.
First one to finish wins. First one to finish wins. Mason's got the lead.
Hello.
Cap is wobbling. The crowd getting behind Cap. Mason seems quite confident. He's got
Cappy's maybe two bites away.
Cappy's like three bites away. First one to finish.
First one to finish. That last bite is really tough.
Cap's going for the Coors Light. Now, is this cheating if Cap goes to a beverage?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Mason can drink something if he wants to.
Yeah, first one to finish, though. So now Cap's gone to the beer, and Mason seems quite solid.
Mason, what's up, Topo Chico?
I'm good. I'm totally good on this.
Mace, you need maybe two more bites, and I think you're home.
Where's the bathroom here?
I'm almost there.
Way in the back.
Inside.
How far?
To the left.
How
By
far?
The entrance.
How far is
By
it?
By the front
By
door.
By the entrance.
You can get there. You can make it. Are you backing down?
I got to go to my car and get my extra underpants.
Are you backing down?
All right. No, he took another big bite. He's caught you.
Mason's almost done.
Mason's one bite away. Cappy's like two bites away. This is a battle. Mason has taken a commanding lead. I think you take one big bite and you're home.
Well, that's the hardest part right there.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part right there. Yeah.
Mace has a commanding lead.
Cappy, you're just going to let him do that to you? You're going to let him slap you across the face with a jalapeno?
Cap, if you can do one bite there, it's over. Mace. Oh! Winner, Steve Mason!
It is a final!
Steve Mason!
Mace!
Finish it. You got to finish it.
You want a beer?
Yes, he wants a beer.
You got to finish it.
Give him a beer.
You got to finish it.
Give him a Coors Light.
Okay, Coors Light open right there.
Yeah, Mace. Take it down. Chug it, Mace.
This was impressive.
That's a good work, Mace.
The first ever ESPN LA jalapeno eating contest goes to Steve Mason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mace,
Cap,
champ.
You're going to feel better later. What would you call that, Tonato? 50% or maybe 55%?
I'd say like 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a convincing win for you, Mace.
It was.
Yeah, convincing win. You don't want to blow him out.
No.
Okay. Tell you what.
There you go. It's going to be a rough night.
I was going to say, do I need to get you a ride home?
It's going to be a rough night.
Mace, you got any Prevacid for me?
I got no Prevacid.
I may have some.
Yeah?
You want some?
Oh, yeah, you got some.
I mean, John's had a whole pharmacy in his bag.
If you got Prevacid,
I think I got some.
You got some Tums for me?
I tell you what, the last bite was really hard.
I told you.
Milk or bread? That's where it all was. Yeah, milk or bread, says Pepe.
How's beer. Oh, wait a second. What do we got here? We got some Tums.
Okay.
We got Tums. What do you got?
See, we can always come up with something.
That was impressive, Mace. It really was.
Oh, good job, Mace.
Prevacid's good. Thanks.
There you go.
Thanks, right, Johnny.
You okay, Mace?
Are you
Mace,
okay? You're not going to throw up, are you?
No, I'll have a Prevacid.
Yeah, here, have a Prevacid. It's good for you. Here, I got two of them. I only need one of them.
I gave him one.
Don't I know.
I'll leave the extra.
Anybody
for you,
want
Cap.
A Prevacid?
If you want.
Yeah?
Yeah, Prevacid.
Anybody need one?
All right. We're handing them out.
Who's got acid reflux over here?
That was okay. Very impressive. All right, Sonato and Cap coming up next. Mason's wobbling. Cap may not make it.
Are you okay, Mace?
That's really spicy.
I am so glad you won.
Let's get him some milk.
Of
honestly.
Course,
you laid back and
I
let
am
me.
So glad you won.
That was impressive.
Give him some milk. Give him all the Tums. Seriously.
Here, have some Tums.
Have all of them.
All right, why don't you guys lock up?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mace.
All right, give Team Mason one more round of applause. Go Mason in Ireland.
All right, Sonato and Cap next, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Here we go. 4:19 p.m. in the Southland. Mason is recovering. We are broadcasting live. Cinco de Mayo. Party, party, oh party, Cappy.
Come on. Yeah, come on. Bing, ba-da-bum, ba-da-ba. Bing, ba-da-bum. Where are you? Come on.
Bing, ba, 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 broadcasting ba, ba. Live, Salida, tacos, and margaritas like in Anaheim. Make some noise!
Come on!
For Shinano and Cappy!
This smells like jalapeno.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Mace is going to be okay.
You were totally rope-a-doping him. There was no chance in hell you were eating that whole thing.
No chance.
Yeah. I could tell right away.
Because here's why. When you... The tip of the jalapeno is actually quite tasty.
Yeah.
The further down you go, that's when there's those little seeds.
All right, see you, Mace.
Bye, Mace.
Those little seeds in here.
Yeah.
Once you get to the seeds, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's when it hurts
problem.
Bad.
Yeah. Mace, you want an Uber?
This guy right here. Yo, you need a Depends undergarment for the ride home? Seriously.
Poor Mace.
And dude, when he took that whole thing down. Seriously, you saw what he put there. That was a lot.
Yeah.
I knew he was in big trouble.
Yeah.
I would not have lasted the next 3 hours if I would have done what Mason just did.
Oh.
That's why I asked where the bathroom was.
It would have been fantastic, though.
Would have had to run back and forth.
But I could tell right away you were chickening out on
that. Totally chickening
out. You were just going to let him do it.
But I wasn't going to not have a bite.
Right. And you kept having small bites.
Right. Little teeny tiny ones.
Yeah. Now, Beto, you came over here. Get Beto on the microphone here. Get
Beto
him on
Duran. Thing.
Beto Duran is here. Now, we'll get to the Lakers
in a second.
How
about a round of applause for Beto Duran?
Yeah.
Beto.
Now, we'll get to the Lakers in a second, but I want to talk to you. What did you tell Mason out of the gate?
I said that was the stupidest thing you've ever done.
Right.
There's no need for that.
Right.
And he did what no Mexican would do.
Right.
Because we know better.
Right.
You don't do that. And Cappy, I commend you for trying, but you're smart for quitting. That's
Thank you.
Really good.
Thank you. I have a Zantac. I have
some Tums,
yeah. And I already took a Prevacid, and frankly, I feel pretty good.
And Mason did the worst thing. You're doing it too. After eating that, you're having a beer. The worst thing possible for that. Your mouth is going to get worse.
Okay. What do you suggest?
Milk.
Milk.
Yeah.
Leche?
Pan. Anything. Anything besides beer.
Okay. Yeah.
But unless it's Coors Light, then go ahead.
Yeah, I'm drinking
Coors Light
all night
long. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Keep it SoCal chill, you know?
Yeah, why do you have your hoodie on, man? It's 1,000 degrees out here.
You know what? That's a
Show
good idea.
Show off the guns, man. Show off the guns. Muscles here. Let's go, Cappy. Let's go.
Oh, the fanny pack. Do you want me to hold this for you?
Dude, that fanny pack is out of control, man.
Do you want me to hold your shirt down or?
See, he notice how he hid from the people? And he's wearing a Sedano shirt. Very nice of you.
There you go.
Yeah. Dude, good crowd out here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a party, party, all party.
Oh, no, 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 no. So, the party's starting now. Get
well,
it
that's
right.
Fine.
Get
so,
it right.
Cappy.
I got on the Sedano and Cap t-shirt. I got to represent.
Yeah. You're red, though.
Well, that's because that freaking pepper, dude.
There's more here if you want.
That's why I'm here, because I know you're not going to last through the show, so I'm here for you.
All right, appreciate that.
Are we really not concerned about Mason's drive home?
No. I am. That's why I offered him an Uber.
Like, I'm a little concerned.
He's done. He's going to pull over because he's going to be on the
he's
five.
He's going to yak for sure.
He definitely absolutely throws up 100% yeah. throws
up. And
100%.
It's traffic.
Think about how competitive he is as a human being.
Yeah. Well, he wants that Mandy Award.
He wanted to win so bad.
He does love the adulation.
That he took that whole thing down. And when the little bit that was left, the way he chomped on it, and then all those seeds, that's where you start to sweat, is the seeds.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. We
comprende?
Got it. Well, think about it. In the span of 1 month, he has stripped all of his clothes and streaked at the radio station.
But that was worth it. He got money.
And now he bites an entire pepper.
And got nothing out of it.
Right. Got nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And he's not going to win the Mandy's for that either.
Nope. That's not going to win. It's not a winning move.
Because it's not on the ballot.
Right.
You can't vote for
right.
that.
Too late. See? Too late. But he does want that Man of the People Award.
No, I already got it.
I know you do.
Yeah, that's you,
got
bro. That
I already made the trophy.
Right.
Yeah.
You got that.
Even if I don't
up.
Win, I'm going to win because I'm going to make my own trophy.
You got it locked
there you
up.
Go, there, you go, there you go. There you go.
Beto. Beto. It's like that night he hit that home run off that sucker pitcher that they had on the other team.
Yeah, easy. Easy you know? Work. Easy work, Kent Crimble.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You don't even know who that is.
No. Anyway,
do you want to talk about? I know we're doing this thing where we don't want to talk about the disaster that was last night.
Why not?
But we should talk about this disaster that was last night.
100%. Let's talk
now,
about it.
I would say this: the easy place to go here, is Anthony Davis stunk it up.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Now, I also think there are reasons Anthony Davis stunk it up.
Probably because he missed a lot of shots.
Well, there's that. Right. That's obvious. Thank you.
I mean, right?
Yes. But there are other reasons why he stunk it up last night.
Okay. What are those?
I mean, Draymond Green was literally in his shorts like this. All up in him. All up. You're Anthony
Jeez.
Davis. All up in him.
Hey.
All up in him.
It's like assault right
all
there.
Up, there you go.
Wow.
That's what Draymond Green was doing yesterday.
I had no idea that you were about to attack me
like
that.
Right here. Jeez, all up in him. Wow. We're going to get it. Come on. Box out.
All right, hold
box
on,
out.
Hold on. Hold
box
on
out.
A second
box
here.
Him
hold
out.
A second
box
here.
Him out. You ain't going nowhere.
Oh my
you ain't
God.
Going nowhere. You ain't stuffed in his face right there. That's what Draymond Green did to him all night.
A little out of breath after that, George.
Well,
hold
especially
on a
after
second.
The jalapeno.
Yeah, let me catch my breath.
So that's what happened last night. Draymond Green took complete control of that matchup. Let's start there. So a master class by Draymond Green.
So I have a question for you.
There's more, by the way, but go ahead.
But I have a question.
Yeah.
If Draymond Green played that well against Anthony Davis, why are we not saying, hey, Anthony Davis got worked over by Draymond Green rather than it's easy to just point out he had a bad game. Yeah, you know why he had a bad game? Because Draymond was all over him like you were just all over me.
Right. So it is easier, I think. Here's my theory on Anthony Davis. It's easy to pick on Anthony Davis because he's not going to fight back. There are some athletes that, let's just take the NBA. If you say something like that about LeBron after a bad game, or, you know, I'm talking about current players, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, whatever, they're going to chirp back if a talking head on television or radio is talking smack. Anthony Davis, nah, he's going to take it.
Stephen A. Smith this morning on First Take.
He said he played straight garbage.
He said, my brother. He started with that.
Yeah.
You know, he said, you are too great to play this poorly.
He's right about that part, yeah.
He is right.
About that part, yes. He played poorly. But sometimes you got to see the other guy is good too. Okay? And that's also what happened to him in the previous series with Jaren Jackson Jr., who was the reigning defensive player of the year. But here's the thing that I think is the biggest problem from last night. And you know, I generally don't go this route of blaming the coaches.
Are you about to blame the coaches?
But let me tell you something.
Yeah?
I feel like the Lakers coaching staff completely screwed that game up yesterday.
Aren't you the same guy that tells me all the time, I love Darvin Ham.
I do love Darvin Ham. But
I love Darvin Ham so much.
I do. I love Darvin Ham.
Darvin Ham sees me. He calls me Jorge.
He brings it in.
I call him Coach Hamon.
He may not bring it in after this.
Wait, you're about to say something about Coach Ham.
Well, listen, I think
that he may not bring it in.
Darvin Ham and his coaching staff, so not just him, but all of them, coached one of the worst games I've seen the entire postseason this year.
And why is that? What did they do?
So let me explain something to you.
Go ahead.
So you heard Anthony Davis in the postgame.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You heard Anthony Davis in the postgame say this, right? Oh, I got the same shots.
Yeah.
I just didn't make them.
That's right.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If you're playing chess with somebody,
mm-hmm.
or checkers, whatever.
Yeah, I don't really know how to play chess.
Right, so let's just go checkers
with
you.
Thank you.
Okay. If you're playing checkers against somebody, are you going to keep doing the same move all the time?
I'm going to have to adjust to what my opponent is doing.
Correct.
Oh.
And also, in a matchup like this, in a series in the NBA, because it's more like chess, it's really less like checkers, but you're also supposed to anticipate what the other person is going to do, okay? So did you honestly think the Warriors were just going to sit back and say, yeah, Anthony Davis, kick our ass for 48 minutes?
No, I didn't think that the Warriors were going to say that, but I thought that's what Anthony Davis was going to do.
Right, but you forget that the team on the other side is also a champion.
Right. But I also thought Anthony Davis was bigger, stronger, more physical, and was hot, and he was going to steamroll his way to the basket. That's what I thought.
Right. And did you also not realize that the guy that'd be guarding him is a two-time defensive player of the year?
I did realize that he was a two-time defensive player of the year. Okay. But what I thought was Anthony Davis was going to dominate him.
So here's what you can't expect him to dominate him every night.
Well, like I saw him do it on
but
the
he
first
also
game.
Did, no, but he was doing it on Kevon Looney.
Okay.
Not on Draymond Green.
But okay. But I just want to say something. When Kevon Looney is matched up against Anthony Davis and or LeBron James.
When Kevon Looney is matched up on Anthony Davis, to quote Shaquille O'Neal, barbecue chicken.
Well, maybe so. But last night, you weren't flipping the chicken. Because instead of going to the hoop and pushing him around when he was apparently sick.
Yeah.
These guys were settling for long jump shots.
I'm going to tell you on the other side because we got to go. We're way over the break.
We are?
Okay.
Oh. We're over the break.
Mason has just texted to the group.
He says, one of the dumbest things I've ever done, and I've done some dumb stuff. Going to be a long night.
Oh, yeah. Wonder how Juan's going to like that.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you on the other side specifically why Darvin Ham and the coaching staff is to blame. If I'm doing the blame pie,
okay, all right.
Why they take the biggest piece of the pie. All we'll right. do that coming up next. Sedano and Cap hanging out with you here at Solitas Tacos.
Come on.
Restaurant here in Anaheim. Angels game after us. The Big CY's here. Beto's here. We will hang out. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Big CY.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed. It is a party, party, oh, party.
Oh, yeah.
We are in Anaheim. The OC, Cappy.
Yes, sir.
Solita. Make some noise for Sedano and Cappy.
Come on, Solita.
The party isn't over yet. If you're listening to us, you want to get over here, press the flesh with us, maybe win Angel tickets, maybe win sold out Mandy Award tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Off the 57 freeway at Katawa Avenue.
Meet Pepe.
Right in front of the Big A. It's going to be a party. We're going all night.
Yeah.
Chidano.
I know.
Plus, we're going to the Angels game tonight.
That's right.
Cappy's taking us.
Yeah. As soon as this is over, we're going right over to Angels Stadium.
No. As soon as this is over, I'm doing a body shot off
body
your
shot
chest.
Off me.
Yes. Right. Then we're going to the
then
game.
Then we go.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
There you go.
Because it's Cinco de Mayo.
It is. The 5th of May.
It's not, if you were wondering why Chris is going to take a body shot off of me.
Right. Only on Cinco de Mayo.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
That's why.
No rules.
Right. Just
yeah. Well, there's some rules, but no. Anyway.
Yeah.
Shinano and Cap continue. A Lakers reaction Friday. Shinano.
Thank you, Christopher.
One quick thing before we get back to the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know, Coors Light is one of our great sponsors.
They are. And they've got a lot of beers here we can hand out to people.
And they put a shirt on me, like a Tommy Bahama kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got like Angels logos and Coors Light logos.
Yeah.
And all these Dodger fans over here start booing me. They start booing me because I got on this Angels shirt.
Right.
Mm. I'm like, wait a second. There's not like Dodger hatred for the Angels? No, there's not. No, there's not, bro. What threat do the Angels ever pose to the Dodgers? No Angel hate from Dodger fans.
Now, you should get on him for the Padres stuff.
Yeah,
that's what you
I
should
mean,
get him
Angels
on
fans,
him for.
Yeah. Dodger fans should just be like, hey, go Angels. Like, go Angels. Hey, be bad. Let's get Shohei Ohtani as soon as possible, man. I mean, my goodness. I put on the shirt. To me, it was a Coors Light shirt, not an Angels shirt.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway.
You okay now?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right.
I feel like you're on the defense here. It's what the Lakers weren't on yesterday.
Gosh, what was that all about?
Yeah, their defense stunk too. We'll get to that. So let me explain something to you.
Go ahead.
So when Anthony Davis said yesterday in the postgame, yeah, I took, you know, the same shots, I just missed them. Mm-hmm. There's your problem right there. Okay? Because you're not anticipating what the adjustment's going to be. And this time of year, it's what I explained to you during the season. I said, he's a rookie coach. He's going to make rookie coach mistakes. You're going to have to live with that. And yesterday was a perfect example of that. Okay? Let's take you back to game one for 1 second. Okay?
Take me. Take me back.
At the end of game one, what did the Warriors do that changed kind of the tide and got them back in the game?
They went on a 14-0 run.
And they put the ball in whose hands?
I guess they really kind of put the ball in, I don't know, I guess Steph's hands?
Correct. They put the ball in Steph's
hands. I feel like I'm answering questions on a test, like, and if I don't get it right,
it's
like
okay.
I've done something wrong.
No, there's no letter grade here.
Oh, though. Okay. All right.
You're
Thank
okay.
you. All right. You felt a lot of pressure right there
to
get it right.
Just the questions, making right. sure you're paying attention.
Yes, very much okay. so.
All right. So they put the ball in Steph's hands. Yeah. They made a 14-0 run. They got within, you know, a bucket of the game or whatever. So in between days, Darvin Ham was asked, hey, they made this adjustment in the game where they gave the ball to Steph, and, you know, are you going to make an adjustment to that? And his response was, when I read it, was, we'll make the adjustment when they make the adjustment. And I'm like, well, wait a second. They already did make the adjustment. So they come out of the game in game two after seeing that the fourth quarter of game one, and, of course, Steph has the ball. And they're not ready for Steph having the ball to begin the game. So they already had a problem there. They started five guys that could shoot, all right? So they couldn't defend that either. And after the first quarter, it basically was a disaster for them. So that's just purely on the defensive end. Now let me get back to Anthony Davis.
All right.
So Anthony Davis telling you he's taking the same shots and missing them is a problem. Why? Because, again, you have to anticipate from game to game in the playoffs. You got to think three-dimensional chess. What is Steve Kerr going to do to not let Anthony Davis pummel us the way he did in the last game? You have to think, what is the obvious adjustment there? The obvious adjustment was they're going to take Looney off the floor. They're going to go smaller. I told you that 2 days ago. How did I know that? And the Lakers coaching staff couldn't adjust to that.
George, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is they were ill prepared for this game.
You're saying that Darvin Ham
and his entire coaching staff,
who you love,
I do love him,
was blatantly unprepared and completely out-coached by Steve Kerr.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was clear and understanding your point.
Back to Anthony Davis.
Okay.
When he tells you he's taking the same shots, why is he taking the same shots?
Because in game one, he was knocking down those shots.
Right, but okay.
And he was feeling confident that he could make those shots.
Right.
And not only was he not making those shots, but I just want to point this out because I think it's an important statistical part of the game. The Lakers didn't get to the free throw line last night like they did in game one.
Right.
In game one, they were there 29 times. What was the total number last night? Like 10 free throws?
I don't remember the whole
Anthony Davis was 1-for-1 in game one. He was 8-for-8.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is that he was not knocking down shots like he was in game one, so he stopped taking shots.
So, but my point is, if he's not hitting those shots, you need to adjust in game two. First of all, you should have been prepared for them to be prepared for him. Second of all, if you're not, you have to be able to adjust on the fly. So here's what I'm saying. I'm going to get real basketball-y on you for a second.
You haven't been basketball-y already?
No, but like extra basketball-y.
Oh, this is going to be another layer of basketball-ness.
So for people there who know basketball, they're going to understand what I'm saying.
Everybody else, like me, pay attention, okay?
All right. So they're giving the ball to Anthony Davis near the top of the key on a high ball screen. And what they're doing is they're going to get the ball off the screen, right? You're setting the screen. I'm Anthony Davis. I'm coming around high ball screen. I'm diving into the paint. Here comes another defender in my face.
What am I supposed to do right now?
Here comes another defender in my face. Pull up jumper. Miss. Clank. Okay? But in the game one, those shots were going in.
Yes.
Okay? But here's the problem. When they're not going in, you need to get him easy buckets to get him going. He needs to see the ball go through the hoop. So what do you do to get him easy buckets? Put him in the post. Let him seal Draymond Green near the basket.
Post him up.
Just bullying me around in the paint.
That's what Anthony Davis should have been able to do, and that's what the coaches should have put him in position to do. You know what other thing they could have done?
Tell me.
They should have gotten him the ball in transition, get him an easy bucket that way.
Yes, yes.
Those are
transition buckets.
Those are the things that you need to do as a coach, and this is part of the problem when you have a rookie coach, who I love, coaching in his first playoffs in general, and now he's coaching against a coach who's won four championships.
Are you starting a campaign right now? Tell me if you're
starting any campaign.
I just wanted to know. I didn't know if you were starting a campaign.
I'm just saying that they need to understand these guys are going to be a step ahead of you. Now, with that said, I've already said on Mason and Ireland, I think the Lakers are winning game three because I think LeBron has seen enough, and he's just going to say, you know what? This 38-year-old body, it only has so many drives into the paint to take that punishment, but we can ill afford to lose game three. And he's just going to put his head down and go in there and try to get foul calls as much as possible.
Can I please get a round of applause for my boy Sedano here, who just put on a masterclass?
That's how you do afternoon drive sports radio.
Right. The rest of us, we're gutless.
You're gutless, Cappy.
All of us are gutless.
And by the way, Greg didn't even speak during that. He just
mesmerized, right?
This isn't my show, so I'm just listening.
Yeah, but that was
mesmerizing. Respond,
wasn't it?
It was great.
It was phenomenal.
It was great.
Rack this man.
I would have loved to have seen Anthony Davis post up in the play. He should have been doing that, and he was not doing
it. By the way, and if you don't believe me about the diversification for AD's offensive sets, Laura, I know we have Coach Ham there talking about that. I believe it's LKR 0P90, I believe.
What I was going to say. LPRK90.
Let's listen to Darvin Ham in the postgame when asked about what they can do differently with AD.
Yo, Dre, he's going to do his work early. You know, it's the reason why he's a perennial all-defensive player. You know, he's going to force tough catches, and when he's on the ball, his on-ball activity is second to none, and he's a good communicator. If A is not trying to go at him, we're going into a secondary action after getting the ball to A. He's great about that, whether he has to switch or talk his guy through. Through the scenario, he's been, you know, top shelf his entire career in that regard. So again, we got to go back, look at ways we can move A around, put him in different spacing, different actions, and just try to diversify his attack.
So there you go. He's lauding Draymond Green, which is what I told you from the beginning, but then talking about, we need to do a better job of diversifying the attack.
I couldn't hear a word Darvin Ham just said, because once he started calling Anthony Davis A, I was like so annoyed, like A for annoyed, you know? Like, come on, really? Is that what we call him now, A?
Maybe that's what he calls him.
Like, we've had to shorten down AD.
He calls him that.
I mean, AD is an abbreviation for Anthony Davis. Now we got to abbreviate to A?
But you don't have to do it. That's what he calls him.
It lost me.
You gutless.
Lost me emotionally. Yeah, that's right.
That's what you took from all of that?
Nothing that he said about anything about A. Come on, dude.
I mean, it's like Sedano's doing the show by himself. He's throwing to his own sound. He's calling out cart numbers. That's what we call it, the LKR.
L90Z. Yeah.
Guys, can you have LKR 5472? And he's running circles around you.
Oh, it's unbelievable. This is like the day that he was playing paddleball or pickleball, and he was commentating the entire time.
You can vote for that as Bit of the Year for the Mandy Awards, ESPNLA.com.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, George.
Yeah.
You're making a very compelling case that really the reason the Lakers got destroyed last night...
Because their coaching failed them.
Because the coaching staff stinks.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh. Oh.
You always have to take it an extra step too far.
My bad.
I'm not saying the coaching staff stinks.
Oh, that's what I thought I was
saying. I said the coaching staff in game two failed them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that might be the case, maybe. But you see, the way I perceive this coaching staff kind of goes like this right here. Like Darvin says, yo, hey, give me the clipboard. Let's go. Give me the board. Come on, let's go. And he gets the board. And he goes, hey, LeBron, here, man, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with this? What do you want to do now? Tell me what you want to do. Because at 38 years old,
you know what I want to tell you what to do?
There's no time.
Yeah.
So he got to take that grizzled body and make, hey, it's on me.
You know what I'm going to tell you to do?
Tell me.
Before we coming up next, we're going to get further into this. You want to talk about the coaching? You want to talk about the issues beyond what we just talked about with Anthony Davis? There's plenty more issues to talk about.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Mike Trudell is going to join us at 5:15.
It is a party, party, oh party for a Friday afternoon with Shit Out of a Cap.
Oh, yeah.
Make some noise. We are live at Solita. Tacos and Margaritas right off the 57 freeway at Catella Avenue. Do it one more time, Cappy.
Careful, you're scaring people on the road right now.
I know
now.
I am.
They're like, oh, my God.
Right, is that behind me?
Why do you have the shoulder fanny pack on during the show? Is somebody going to take your stuff during the show?
No, I'm just trying to get comfortable with it.
It doesn't seem like you're comfortable
at all.
The
more I wear it, the more comfortable I'm trying to get with it. I don't really know if I can rock it.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Thanks to our partners today, Coors Light, Topo Chico Hard Seltzer, and, of course, Dos Hombres Mezcal.
Yeah.
Dos Hombres.
Try some of that later.
Absolutely. Yeah. Before we walk over to the Angels game tonight. Who are the Angels playing?
They're playing the Texas Rangers.
Oh, beautiful. George Bush's old team.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Now, if you really wanted a storyline, if you were a real baseball hardcore nerd kind of guy.
Yeah, Corey Seager's coming back to Southern California.
It's a good storyline.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Bruce Bochy.
Oh, yeah. I love Bruce.
Yeah.
Manager of the Texas Rangers now.
Yeah. Was the Padres manager.
When Angels manager, Phil Nevin, was playing third base.
There you go. And was tying it all in, Cappy.
Just putting it all together.
That is good baseball insight there, Cappy.
That's what that is right there.
That's
you
nice.
Should be on Baseball Tonight.
Yeah.
With like Carl Ravitch.
And Clinton Yates. He does the digital version, I believe.
If you could just do that sort of breakdown with basketball, we'd be made.
Oh, I think so, too. Listen, I'll say this about the Lakers. I disagree with George. I disagree. You'll have to excuse me.
What do you disagree about?
I don't blame the coaching staff for last night's blowout loss.
Okay.
I blame the players for last night's blowout loss.
Okay.
You look at basketball strategically.
Yes.
You know, I look at basketball not in an X's and O's kind of way.
Not strategically.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That's sort of what I was trying to say right there. Okay? All right? So
I think Greg's reaction to that was the best part of all of it.
You like that, huh, Bergie?
I mean,
I thought that was very funny. Yeah. I had to take my headset off. It was very funny.
I mean, look.
It's a very strategic game. So.
Right. What you do is you look at the game and you see Anthony Davis not making as many shots, not taking as many shots, not driving to the basket, not getting to the free throw line, and you blame that on the coach.
Yes, because the other team gets paid, too.
I understand.
Yeah.
I blame the player, okay? The player has the ball in his hands. The player knows what the game plan is. Mm-hmm. The player's not hitting the shots, so he stops shooting. Mm-hmm. I agree with what Anthony Davis said after the game. I was taking the same shots I took in game one. In game one, they were dropping. They weren't.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's make this football for a second.
Okay, thank you. Because, you know, I need, like, football meathead stuff to make it work for me.
If we're give me a defense that blitzes a lot.
The 85 Bears.
Okay, that works, too.
Okay,
or the 2000 Ravens.
All right, let's use them. Yeah. Ray Lewis.
Right, Ray Lewis and those guys are coming at you every second, right?
Okay,
right. And you're dropping back as a quarterback, okay? And all of you're getting pummeled. And you're getting pummeled. And you're no changes to this, like no extra tight ends, no chipping with the running back.
Okay.
At some point or another, you're just going back because you're like, we've got a great quarterback. Our quarterback will beat him. He'll get the ball out quick enough. But you're still just letting your guy get pummeled.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, you're turning the ball over. You're fumbling the ball. You're throwing an interception. Your guy's getting sacked. At some point, isn't that on the coach to slide the protection and make the throws for the quarterback easier?
Yes.
That's very similar to what happened to AD yesterday.
Okay, but by the same token, you know, we all look at the players and we say, that guy dropped a pass, or that guy fumbled the ball, or that tackle got beat. I'm just saying that last night, your point about the Warriors is that Draymond Green played an incredibly physical game against Anthony Davis.
Draymond Green showed why he's one of the most versatile defenders in the NBA. He went from, in the previous series, guarding the fastest guy in the NBA and shutting him down, basically, in a lot of ways, whenever he guarded him, to then being able to size up and guard Anthony Davis, who's also one of the most imposing forces offensively, or in general, in the NBA.
But in this particular instance, Draymond Green played great, okay?
And by the way, this is not to absolve Anthony Davis of complete blame. I'm just saying that if I'm doing the blame pie,
yep,
the coaches get the biggest slice for me.
My bigger slice is on the players, and here's why.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis, and this is just a statistical fact. This is no opinion of any kind.
Yeah.
Has gone good game, bad game, good game, bad game.
Right.
Good game, bad game, good game, bad.
Right.
That's where we are. We're in the bad.
Right. And you don't think that's a coincidence?
I think that on Saturday, we're going to get the good.
Right.
And I think the Lakers are going to wind up winning that game.
But you know what's happened there, right? Isn't that the perfect example of poor coaching?
Or is it the perfect example of inconsistent play?
Well, I mean, considering that we have seen him have multiple games in a row this season, I mean, he had a stretch when LeBron was out, right? That, I mean, it was incredible for like, what, 15 games or 20 games or something like that?
So did Darvin Ham do a better job coaching back then?
Well, it's also the regular season. You're not getting schemed the same way.
I'm just asking.
So my point is that he's clearly able to do that. But now, in this part of the season, the other coaches, this is a matchup, man. Like, this is not the regular season where you're playing four games in six nights or whatever and you got to go to the next city. But no. One opponent.
Well, let me ask you a question. Who has more impact on the result of the game? The coaches or the players?
Players got to hit shots. Don't get me wrong. But at this level, coaching matters in a big way. Let me tell you something. There's a guy who just got fired yesterday. Do you know why? Because he got worked in that series. Worked.
He got worked, but his best player also missed two games in the series.
But when his best player was on the floor, they were actually worse than when he wasn't on the floor.
And is that always on the coach? Listen.
Yes.
Okay, look, George.
He even said so at his own press conference. Well, when he was asked. Yeah. I know you weren't watching NBA TV.
I wasn't watching NBA TV.
I will tell you.
Yeah.
Giannis Antetokounmpo was asked.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
Casper's yelling. He missed 14
free
throws.
He did miss 14 free throws. No.
But when he was asked. But
when he was asked, would you like to have guarded Jimmy Butler? You know what he said? Of course I'd like to guard Jimmy Butler, but that's above my pay grade. And that is a strategic move the coach could have made and never did in any of the series that they've lost to that team. So that's why he's, unfortunately, and I don't mean to be mean, but that's why he's no longer employed. So that part, I'm not saying that the players aren't the biggest reason, but I don't think every individual game you can say the players are always the biggest reason. What I'm telling you is the Lakers got worked yesterday. Their coaching staff got worked by a superior coaching staff.
Well, I think going in, we knew they were a superior coaching staff. I'll say this, and we'll get back to it. What contribution did you get last night from LeBron, especially in the second half? What contribution?
Well, the game was over by then.
No, it really wasn't over at halftime.
I mean, but it was at the end of the third quarter. The middle of the third quarter was over.
But what contribution did you get from LeBron, Dennis Schroeder?
Let's get to LeBron.
Okay.
Let's get to LeBron, because I think LeBron has also played subpar despite his performance yesterday.
Oh, careful.
So let's get to that.